welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Hospital occupational therapist Tyler Ammon for Occupational Therapy Month.
Official title would be Doctor of Occupational Therapy, but just occupational therapist is the title for me. And I think I've been in Guthrie actually right around a year at this point. So.
And how long have you been an occupational therapist?
So I graduated in 2017, so it's been a couple years. I spent the first couple years working, or the first 6 months, I should say, working in a skilled nursing facility, and then I started with 21st Century Rehab about a year and a half ago. So,
for those who might not be too aware, what does an occupational therapist do?
So occupational therapy, really the best way to describe it is we work with people to try to make sure that they can live functional lives. So we use activity as therapy. So things that people find meaningful or some things that people need to be able to do, we use that as a means and not only as an ends of therapy, if that makes sense. So we help people, you know, ranging from, you know, stroke victims to individuals who may have hip surgeries, whatever it may be, all the way from pediatrics to geriatrics. We help a wide array of people.
What are some types of examples of these activities that you do?
So I actually had a good example just recently with a patient I had this morning, but basically, you know, it can be anything from like dressing, like what we call ADLs, so dressing, bathing, grooming, those types of things. So I have this gentleman as an outpatient and had a traumatic brain injury and has a difficult time using his right upper extremity, using his right arm for things. So, you know, what I talked to him about basically is that you can actually use, you know, getting your shirt on, getting your shirt off, that activity, you can use that as a means of increasing your grip strength, as a means of increasing your range of motion in your arm. And it's a lot of work to do that when you have to, for those who haven't experienced it, they should try putting their shirt on with one arm. It's very difficult. So using that as a way to increase your range of motion, your grip strength is actually just as good as using exercise, because a lot of times people don't understand why they're doing the exercises, or they just become monotonous and boring. Whereas with a functional task, you know, you see the end goal, you see why you're doing it. So sometimes it's a lot more motivating in that way. So those would be the kind of, we can use anything that people, you know, find meaningful. It could be upwards to the point of somebody who's handicapped and, you know, they were a hunter and maybe they want to go hunting again. So we can work with adapting things so that they can go hunting again. So, yeah.
You mentioned ADL. What does that stand for?
So ADLs are activities of daily living. Like I said, dressing, bathing, grooming, all the things that you need to do on a regular basis to be able to take care of yourself, essentially. So we work a lot in the hospital setting on making sure that people can do these things so they can go home and live independently again after, you know, whatever event they may have come across in their life. So,
how do your patients vary as far as different conditions, situations that you're treating for?
So like I said before, it's really a wide array of conditions that we can treat. I'm not somebody who does a lot of pediatrics. Generally, I work with upper extremities within the setting here at Guthrie Center. But you can deal with pediatrics from individuals with cerebral palsy all the way up to geriatrics with individuals with dementia. So really, it's a very wide array of things. We work a little bit with mental health individuals as well. But we try to look, in occupational therapy, we try to look at people from a holistic standpoint. So we want to address every aspect of health, from social to mental, also obviously physical as well within that. So,
and what would you say is the difference or differences between occupational therapy and physical therapy?
So I would say that the primary difference, and there really is a lot of crossover in what we do, but I would say the primary difference is the methodology that we use. We try to make sure that you can be functional. We look at function as the, like I said, as the means as opposed to just the end. So in physical therapy, a lot of times they'll, and this is not to bash on physical therapy, so physical, I work with them all the time, they're fantastic. But they may look at things from an exercise standpoint as we do exercises so that we can gain function. And we look at it as sort of in the reverse direction, where we work on function immediately and then may address the physical components along the route with that. But I had another example of an individual who they were confused as to why we were working on these things. He had an arm injury and things like that. And I told him, well, we may get the arm back, we may not get the arm back. But if we don't get the arm back and I spend 3 weeks working on your arm, this is in the inpatient setting, then we're no better than where we were. We're not functional. So if we can get you functional, then we can address the arm along the way. And again, when you do functional activities, you use that stuff a lot more than you think you do. So it's a lot of good work within occupations.
And how long the range can a patient be in occupational therapy?
So that can really vary based on whether or not we're making progress. I have a patient right now with a spinal cord injury who, you know, I've been seeing for actually about a year and a half, once a week. So, you know, as long as we're continuing to make some gradual progress with things, and then, you know, it can obviously go down to, you know, a couple days even. So, I mean, it can vary widely. But the main thing is that we're making progress and we're showing some functional gains. And if we can do that, then we can generally justify continuing to see people.
If someone is maybe interested or looking forward to their, you know, professional career, maybe something in the medical health field, who would you recommend the occupational therapy profession to? What quality traits?
Well, obviously, you know, you have to be caring. You have to, you know, want to help people. You have to be willing to work with people. That's a really big thing involved with it. What I would say from a professional standpoint is there's not much that you can do that's more rewarding than helping people become functional again. When you see people who have strokes or see people who have traumatic brain injuries and they lose their ability to do the most basic things, and then you can help them do that again, there's really nothing that's better than that. And so, I mean, obviously people who enjoy, you know, helping other people and working with people that are caring, compassionate, empathetic, those I think would be good starting traits, I suppose.
What's been most gratifying moments or experiences of being an occupational therapist?
You know, the one thing that I think the one experience, and there's a lot of them really, but the one experience I had, I had when I was on a field work, and I was working at the inpatient rehab facility over in Des Moines at Mercy, and I had an individual with a stroke, and they had a whole bunch of issues, and we got her to the point where she was actually able to get dressed by herself again, and I still remember she kind of threw her arms up in the air and she said, ta-da, and she's, you know, super excited, huge smile on her face. And it was really exciting to see her be able to do that kind of stuff again and to see the joy on her face that she could do it. So, I mean, again, those moments are always rewarding. And I have a bunch more, but I won't belabor the point.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Hospital occupational therapist Tyler Ahman for Occupational Therapy Month. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.